AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A slow-moving storm system causes flooding in parts of the plains and tornadoes. It's even bringing up to a foot of snow to parts of South Dakota. Storm Prediction Center meteorologist Corey Mead.
That storm system is going to interact with a moist and unstable air mass that's originated over the Gulf of Mexico. And so the environment across the central part of the nation will be quite favorable for severe storms.
There have been some evacuations below a dam that's in danger of being overtopped in Shawnee, Oklahoma. In the Carolinas, it's Tropical Storm Anna. The pre-hurricane season storm has top sustained winds of 60 miles an hour as it slowly moves toward the coast. National Hurricane Center specialist Dave Roberts says the full brunt of the storm won't be felt until tomorrow.
It should be further inland as it crosses the eastern portions of North Carolina and then getting near to the North Carolina-Virginia border sometime Monday evening.
Tropical storm watches and warnings have been issued for parts of both Carolinas, and the Hurricane Center also warns of rough surf and rip currents. San Francisco prosecutors have already dismissed 8 criminal cases as they review some 3,000 others concerning racist and homophobic text messages involving 14 city police officers. District Attorney George Gascon.
They talked about, burning crosses. They talked about African Americans being animals.
3 more judges have been added to a task force given the job of investigating the text messages. A 17-year-old boy arrested by police in Australia faces charges of plotting to set off 3 homemade bombs in Melbourne. Prime Minister Tony Abbott tells AUBC his country is the target.
We know that we face a very serious terror threat.
This is AP Radio News. The U.S. military has increased the threat level at bases across North America. Sagar Magani tells us more.
The level has been bumped from A to B, even though most military installations, including the Pentagon, were already at a slightly higher level than A. The military says nothing specific triggered the increase, saying it's due to a generally heightened threat environment. Officials say the boost will likely mean more vigilance at bases, along with more random bag or vehicle checks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Attorneys for the NFL's top draft pick, Jameis Winston, have filed court papers claiming that the former Florida State University quarterback did not rape a woman who is suing him and that she is motivated by greed. The counterclaim filing follows last month's suit by Erica Kinsman, who says she was intoxicated in December 2012 when Winston and others took her back to his apartment and he sexually assaulted her. Winston says the sex was consensual. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.